Welcome back to Go Forth and Nerd. This is Jesse Bray, also known as Mr. Bray, and I'm your resident nerd. So today's podcast is a pretty heavy episode, but it's an all-common issue when it comes to being a nerd, dealing with bullies. And I'd like to say, to hell with bullies. Now, I'm not trying to say that only nerds are bullied, and I might be speaking out of turn on this, but I've never met a nerd that wasn't at some time horribly bullied. We regain our strength through turning the tables via our art, careers, clout, or tight-knit communities, but the truth is, these bullies have left both physical and psychological scars. So today I want to share a few personal stories that I hope help you heal, not feel alone, and how to potentially deal with these people or situations. This will be some super personal stuff I'm sharing, but please keep this encouragement in mind as a person that's been through the fire and can honestly say you're not alone and there's always hope for it to get better. From trolls to thugs, bullies often want an array of things, but the one universal thing I've discovered about bullies is they all want a sense of power. Be that power to take away your dignity, your lunch money, your joy, your piece of purpose on this blue marble, or just to displace their own frustrations on you because of their low self-esteem and lack of control in this world. A bit about me, if you've already guessed. I'm actually quite an even-tempered guy. I seldom get physically upset. Even more so, I deliberately avoid people that are prone to unpredictable bursts of anger. For good reason, but the truth is this has roots in the scars I have from being bullied as a kid. To me, angry people have crossed a clear line and have acted very violent to me. And it's these scars, some emotional and some physical, that I've learned to live with. To illustrate the lessons I've learned, I'm going to share three short stories that embody the title of this podcast, To Hell with Bullies. I'll start off with a funny story. There was this one time I was being bullied by a kid in the second grade. He kept hitting me while we were waiting in line after recess. I kept asking him to leave me alone. Now, it's important to mention that for some reason at this school, they thought it wise to have recess immediately after lunch. Then it hit me, well, while he was punching me, my stomach started to turn. So I told him one last time to leave me alone. In a menacing grin, he continued his behavior and punched me again, so I let him have it. I puked up my entire lunch all over this jerk. It was awesome. He was covered from head to toe with a hot assault of irony. It was fair to say he never bothered me again. Now, we can't always vomit our way out of being bullied, but this story reminds me that if you can't beat them, at least make them regret it. My next story gets quite a bit edgier. Fast forward, we were living in Minnesota outside of the 3M Corp. I was middle school age. Short rabbit trail for those writing my nerdy memoirs, I actually never went to middle school. I technically missed, not skipped, but missed 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Which I've been told by many people, especially my wife, that that is prime time for bullying. Back to living in what was clearly a ghetto in Minnesota. I was the only white boy in the neighborhood. Here I was, a shrimpy white ginger kid, completely surrounded by, justifiably so, angry and frustrated African-American kids. And they hated me. Let me explain why these kids were so frustrated. The only white people they knew were the cops that barged into the neighborhood to arrest or assault their family members. To these kids, police sirens and gunfire was so frequent, it was like a lullaby. These kids weren't in school, they were poor, and treated poorly. I honestly and deeply hold zero grudges against these kids. They were in a system that crapped on them, and they felt it. Nonetheless, at the time, when faced with having my ass kicked multiple times every single day, I discovered that, one, I was never going to be able to outrun these kids. Frankly, they could lap me three times on my best day. Two, I couldn't make them laugh hard enough to forget how frustrated they were. Something deep down in them was satisfied in punching out a pale, freckle-faced redhead. Three, I had no other option but to fight back. That said, even when you fight back, when you're on your own, unless you're Bruce Lee, you're gonna lose in some way. Here is the single greatest thing that changed for me aside from when we moved. My friendship with Jamal. Jamal was the skinniest, scrappiest kid I ever knew. He lived on the bottom floor of our apartment complex, and I befriended him after giving him a Max comic. He was, at that moment, hooked on comics. So we became bros. Jamal and I loved watching cartoons together, eating Fruit Loops until our mouths were numb, and talking about our favorite superpowers. Then at a hairpin turn, Jamal was by my side when the gang of usual bullies came to harass me for my timely beatings. Jamal was like a hurricane. He flew at the biggest kid in the group, often 2 to 3 times his size, and would just wail on the kid until he pleaded for him to stop. Jamal's motto was that you always attack first and go for the biggest, meanest looking bully and don't stop hitting until you're sure they'll never bother you again. I swear, it's like this kid, not knowing it, lived out Ender's tactic from Ender's Game. Jamal was such a badass. One time, a gang of close to a dozen kids had surrounded me. They wanted to really beat the living crap out of me. Then, in a moment of pure insanity, Jamal came in. He had skewered a basketball-sized active wasp nest on a stick, and he began to smash it to tinder upside their heads like it was some sort of stinging mace. It was insane. If you remember the hornet's nest scene from Hunger Games, that was the tame version of what this looked like. Close to a dozen kids screaming and flailing in all directions. It was one of the most violent and heroic things I have ever seen. Jamal and I fled relatively unscathed. Other than a few swings, the bullies landed before Jamal showed up, and the two, I repeat, just 2 wasp stings that Jamal got, we were in A-OK shape. Though I never gained Jamal's eye of the tiger, this scrappy African-American boy was my hero. He taught me how to fight back, and that power is all about the heart and nothing to do with size. So sometimes you have to fight back, but you need to know your enemy enough to why they want to hurt you if you can. Sometimes fighting back is walking away or ignoring them, like I've learned when dealing with internet trolls. And sometimes fighting back is through gaining a scrappy ally that'll march into the eye of the tornado with you, like my buddy Jamal. There's strength in numbers, and every bully has a weakness. For my last story, I want to throw you a bit of a curveball. Sometimes bullying doesn't look like a direct attack, but is part of an underlying mob mentality. And the truth is, sometimes people just aren't aware they're being bullies, and they're just playing along blindly. You see, I went to Glencoe High School in Hillsboro, Oregon. And like all high schools, they had a goofy mascot. But Glencoe High School had by far one of the most bizarre mascots I've ever seen. It's called the Crimson Tide. And if you guessed that it might resemble a red wave with a ridiculous cartoon grin, you'd be right. The Crimson Tide was, and to my knowledge still is, a red cartoon wave of blood. You heard that right, blood. Yeah, weird, right? My high school's mascot was, slash is, a wave of blood. And not just any blood, it's a reference to a specific wave of blood that took place from a historic massacre in Glencoe, Ireland. Gross, right? I agree. But it gets worse. My grandfather informed me that my ancestors specifically immigrated to the US to flee from the brutal genocide of the Campbell's clan that was slaying our clan from Glencoe, Ireland. So here I was attending a high school that their very mascot was a wave of the blood of my direct slaughtered ancestors. Can you say bloodthirsty? That was my reality from the following. One particular day, I was walking down the hallway and I saw a fight begin to break out. A shrimpy freshman was about to be crumbled by some massive dude. It was kind of a Marty McFly versus Biff situation. I, having had a growth spurt, pushing 6 feet tall, awkwardly towered over both of them and got between them to try and stop the fight. A crowd quickly surrounded the three of us as these bloodthirsty teenagers chanted, "Fight, fight, fight." Well, like these kids with their Crimson Tide fury, they were angry that I got in between them and their entertainment, so several of them pushed me to the ground so the fight would continue. And then in a moment, it was over. The massive Biff-like kid pummeled the shrimpy freshman. I was eventually able to stop the bully again, but I learned a valuable lesson that day. People crave violence. Even when it's a spectator sport, people like seeing other people being hurt. And because of that, being a peacemaker is never an easy task. At that point in time, I used another tactic to stop fights, which of course made me wildly unpopular in school. It was to confront the bully head on. There's nothing like locking eyes with a bully and say, "Not here, not now." It's not easy and it takes courage every single time. And perhaps it was some of the spirit of Jamal emboldening me. The truth is, sometimes we need to stand up, walk away, or just outsmart these bullies. We can and we're able, but we need to fight against the senseless mob, the towering brute, or the frustrated and the displaced. So today I want to encourage you by reminding you you're not alone, that we all need allies, and that you can, as hard as it sounds, there is a way to tell the bully no, not here, not now. And as a community of nerds, we've got each other's back. As always, thank you so much for listening. You're all such an amazing group of nerdy friends. Please do feel free to say hello or send me an email. I always enjoy reading your messages. Let's unite together as we say to hell with bullies as we go forth a nerd.